wildest dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
Welcome to The Netball Show. I'm Sasha Shipway.
We are the UK-based netball podcast here with The Netball Show, but that isn't going to stop us from keeping an eye on our players in the Suncorp League over their season. We start our look ahead at New South Wales' Swifts with Natalie Haythornthwaite, who joins Helen Housby there. And Nat told The Netball Show how she's feeling days away from the opening game versus Giants.
I'm really excited about representing the Swifts in the 2019 SSN. Obviously, I've loved my time in the English Super League, and playing with Wasps for the past 2 years has been incredible. But yeah, I've always been a huge fan of the league overseas, and I'm really excited to be out there and test myself in the best league in the world. So it's a huge opportunity I've got with Swifts, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Nat told us that she can't wait to see how her game develops while playing in the best league in the world.
Yeah, the SSN is known as the best league in the world, so it's where I want to be playing my netball. It's an exciting new chapter for me, and I'm really excited about the amount I'm going to learn. People keep telling me, oh, it's going to add loads to your game. So I'm really excited to learn, play out here, test myself against the best players week in, week out. So yeah, it's such a good opportunity, and hopefully it'll just keep progressing my game and take me even further.
Nat's coach at Wasps, which was her former team here in England, Mel Mansfield, told us about her strengths as a player.
She has learned not only to be a better netballer over the past two seasons, she's learned how to be a winner. You do not want to be playing against Nat Haythornthwaite. She's a leader. These are all characteristics that she's developed. We are not surprised at all that Australia have picked her up. Of course they're going to. I hope she really has a great time out there.
Nat will be joining the Swift side that includes Helen Housby. She told us some of the differences between Suncorp and the Super League.
It's a whole new change going out and playing in the Australian League, because it is fully professional, and I think that's why so many of our English girls want to go out there. Your lifestyle is completely different, and you know the contact time with coaches and with the rest of the team just increases so much compared to the league over here. So I've definitely developed on a personal level, but I think also the way that I've approached my training back here and the way I've approached being in a team and being in the England process is completely different. So I do feel like almost like a different player, which is only a good thing, and I think that's it's going to be good for the English team when you get more and more girls going out there and experiencing that kind of lifestyle and that kind of training regime. But yeah, I absolutely love being out with the Swifts.
Did you feel nerves making the change over there, or did you just embrace the challenge?
A little bit of both, I think. I was obviously nervous to move countries because I've lived away from home, obviously went to university in Manchester, but I think it's a completely different thing to move halfway across the world and not be close to family if I needed them. But yeah, I think I was definitely more excited. I really wanted to play in the league out there. And I think more than anything, I just wanted to prove myself as a netballer, and I wanted to get on the biggest stage and deliver and make my career go up and up and up. And I think I'm on the track to doing that.
The Netball Show spoke to Stacey Francis last year and wondered how players react as part of their first season in the Australian League.
I was able to go to West Coast Fever and to take my style and brand of netball whilst also slotting it with the Fever way of play. And I think the things that I kind of was known for here in terms of my athleticism and my passion and my kind of never say die attitude is something that still was an attribute to me in Suncorp, and I think that's really good. The problem has always been in the past is that Australian netball in general, internationally, domestic-wise, was just far superior to anything that we were putting out in England. So I think there was always a worry that you wouldn't necessarily match up, but that isn't the case anymore. I've certainly learned a lot from being over playing in Suncorp, but I also feel like I've been able to bring a lot to that environment too because of the environments that I've been involved in England. And yeah, definitely a lot of that was from my netball upbringing in Team Bath.
Layla and Nat are obviously joining next season, so how much do you enjoy that first season over there?
I think everybody's experience is really different, which I think is kind of the refreshing thing to learn. I've caught up with a lot of the girls in the off-season. I'm really good friends with Jo and Helen, and everybody's franchise is run in a completely different way. I think it's really weird because I think I put an awful lot of pressure on myself in the first season, but then that didn't change at all. It just became more and more pressure in the second season. Yeah. So I think if they were to ever ask for any advice, it would be just to take everything in your stride, just enjoy it and just be confident in your own skills and abilities.
Beth Cobden has joined Adelaide Thunderbirds in a team that also sees her fellow England players Layla Guscoth and Chelsea Pittman line up as part of their 2019 squad. Speaking to us when the move to Thunderbirds was announced, Beth told us what she would miss the most from playing at Loughborough Lightning.
It was something that I wasn't sure about at first, really, but then having spoken to Tanya, because I've worked with her before, it's just made me feel more confident, and I'm really excited to go. I feel like it's definitely sort of the right decision and the right timing.
And if there were any memories she would take with her.
I think my highlight was probably... getting to the finals. So I guess we've lost both of the finals, so that's been hard, but getting there has just been like a really good thing, and winning Fast Five as well was a really good day.
She was forever grateful to Lightning's support throughout her time back to fitness.
I think the way Liv's looked after me throughout my injury, even though I was leaving, they've put me up in the house here still and doing all my rehab here, so massive thank you to Liv especially, but all of sort of the Loughborough staff, all our other coaches that have now left, so Anna, Karen, Maggie, it's been awesome having them all, and then of course my teammates as well. I'm really, really going to miss them. It's been an awesome 2 years.
One of the best ways to watch the games live in Australia is via the fantastic Netball Live app, where for a small cost you can watch the games live, replays, and the best thing is that you can watch it here in the UK. It's not restricted to just Australia, and it really is brilliant to be able to see our England players and players from all over the world playing in what is dubbed the best netball league in the world.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Sail.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. We've been looking at the start of the 2019 Suncourt season. Lots of our English players are taking part in the league over there. So who better to speak to than the legend, the one and only... Just while I've got a fader down so she can't respond. Sue Gordian.
Hi, guys. Good to be back. Thanks for having me aboard again. And, what a year it's going to be for netball. I'm really excited. Any World Cup year is a good year.
Sue... New season finally here, and let's have a look at the England players. Why don't we start with Nat Haythornthwaite, who's obviously joined Swift. Would you agree that the impact that she made for those few games was noted?
Yeah, you've got to be excited for Nat Haythornthwaite, don't you? I do think that her games last year gave enough, I guess, for the Swifts to say, right, you know, there's something with this. And I think one of the things that Haythornthwaite brings to the game, and we don't see this that much anymore, is the ability to swing from a mid-quarter into a goaling role. So it reminds me of the days from an Australian player's perspective of Sue Kenny or even a Natalie Avellino. So they're far and few between, and if you're fortunate enough to have a player in your midst that can do that, I think you're in a pretty good place. So I think Nat brings something special there to the Swifts, and I had a look at her in the pre-season tournament that was held up in Brisbane earlier this year, and look, she looked good. She looked fit, strong, and actually what I like is that it's like she has a no-fear attitude when she's on the court. She kind of gets on, and she is really willing to... I think lead the way, and the players kind of tend to read off her. So, look, I think she's going to have a terrific year with the Swifts, and, of course, that's only good news for England, isn't it, in a World Cup year.
She's young as well, so her game now is just going to grow and develop. And maybe not what Aussies want to hear, but the fact that Helen's there too only benefits us.
Yeah, it's good news, isn't it, again, for the Roses, that you've got Helen Housby and also Nat playing there. And, of course, it's not just about English players in the league when you can get English players in the league that are also developing a connection, as in goal attack, wing attack, or goal attack, goal shooter, across a season. That's pretty considerable. And I know some of the Aussie players over the years gone by have chosen to leave clubs and look at other clubs solely for that purpose, with the big picture in mind being the Diamonds. So, yeah, the Swifts are probably doing the Roses a favourite here. But, I'm a big fan of Housby. I think that she can – I mean, the one thing I'd love to see a bit more from her is just consistency. But when she is on, she is frightening. And, I think the Swifts are going to benefit greatly from those two this year.
Layla and Beth joining Chelsea at Thunderbirds. Maybe a bit of a similar effect? If not, they're going to be a useful addition to their side.
Well, gee, having the Thunderbirds recruited well, I'm excited about the two Diamonds there, but they've also picked up Maria Folau from the Silver Ferns, as well as Shamira Sterling from Jamaica. But, it's a star-studded international lineup, to be honest. Guskith, for me, I tell you, she's the one I can't wait to see this year, because obviously, you know, we know that she's had her time away from the sport, and we all haven't had a great set of eyes on her for an extended period of time. But what we have seen, we like. So what an opportunity for her to be out here in the world's best netball competition and crafting her, you know, defensive role on the court alongside Kate Shimmin and also Beth, depending on sort of what position the Thunderbirds look to play Beth in. But, really exciting. There's plenty of talk over here in the country at the moment about what the Thunderbirds are going to do when they line up against the Fever this weekend, the first weekend of Suncorp Super Netball. So pretty exciting. Beth, we haven't seen a lot of Beth, to be honest. As we all know, she's been on a recovery trail from her ACL. So, and we're still unsure whether she will line up in round one or we'll see her enter a couple of weeks in. But the word around the street is that she is looking terrific. And, you know, once she gets a bit of game time under her belt, she will become quite a threat. I'm a massive fan of Cobden because she's a triple threat, but she's a triple threat that can play centre, wing defence and goal defence. So it's a different kind of threat, but, a terrific pickup. Another couple of Roses doing well over for the Thunderbirds.
We've seen on Instagram recently a bit of how Fever's prep's going. Kayla's having a bit of a troubled couple of days with a lock-in, but how's Stacey and the rest of the squad looking going into it?
Yeah, Fever are moving along well. Stacey Francis signing another couple of years with the club. And, she had a terrific year last year. And, again, I think she's had a pretty solid pre-season. Fever obviously are very disappointed off, I guess, you know, an opportunity missing in a grand final last year, being 7 goals up with 3 minutes to go leading into halftime and just letting that slip by 4. And then not being able to hold on in that second half. So it's been a fairly interesting pre-season and plenty of talk about what could have been, but now to look forward and move on. But, yeah, I think the Fever will be right up there again this year. And Kaylee Stanton gets her opportunity to step in the absence of Nat Medhurst. That's, of course, as you would have seen the footage throughout the week, that we can actually rescue her from the toilet. That was one of the funniest things I've seen for some time, the kid locking herself accidentally in a toilet, even though the sign on the door, guys, was the size of an A3 bit of paper that said, please don't shut this door. So anyhow, she's a terrific character, Kaylee, and I actually made the comment to her only yesterday saying that of all players from the West Coast Fever Club, I think she's the one that would probably cope best in that situation. So, look, the Fever looking good, guys. I think they'll go okay.
And at Giants, Jo Harton's playing some of her best at the minute as well.
Yeah, what a year it's going to be for Jo Harton. Really interesting, because we know one of the biggest coups of the off-season in Suncorp was Caitlin Bassett moving from the Lightning down to the Giants. Last year it was a really interesting year because I almost felt that the Giants couldn't get the proper rhythm because they were shifting, you know, who was in goal shooter. Was it Pettit? Was it Harton? Should Harton be out the front? For me, Jo Harton sits brilliantly at goal attack. And the reason being is because I love what she brings defensively through the court. And I reckon that's going to be a massive strength for the Giants this year. They will be up there at the end of the season, no two ways about it. What's of great interest is we know that Bassett hasn't had a preseason because, of course, the fracture to her arm, which was in the training week leading into the Northern Quad Series that you guys held in January. So she's only just been back on the court in the last week. And apparently as fit as we've ever seen her because she's had plenty of time to spend in the gym. But the combination between her and Harton probably won't be as brilliant as I think we're going to see it as the season goes on. But, yeah, look, I think Jo's going to have a big year. And as you guys know, if she can step up at the right time for any team, be it her club here in Australia or for her country at the World Cup, it puts her team in a pretty good predicament. I think she is a key playmaker for any side. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how her year pans out.
We've left her till the end, but she's equally as important. Jeeva, can't think of anything more amazing to say about her, but that switch to Magpies, is the thinking there maybe just to try and affect their ladder position this year?
Well, I just said one of the biggest coups in the league was Bassett to Giants, but, you know, there's been plenty of talk about Jeeva Mentor also leaving the Lightning and heading down to the Magpies. And I tell you what, if the Magpies can't get it right this year, then you would never go to that club because there'd be something wrong. For 2 years in a row, we said they've had the star-studded lineup and they just haven't been able to deliver. You would like to think with someone like Mentor heading back to lead the pack at goalkeeper and in her role as co-captain with Maddie Robinson, and then Annette Medhurst joins up front. They're just absolutely littered with talent, and you're right, it's difficult to know any more descriptive words that you can say about Jeeva Mentor. The way she has been able to reinvent her game, stay fit and fresh, and be at the top still is quite extraordinary. And I just think that I honestly think that she is going to be the key playmaker for the Magpies in their capacity to get across the line. Dare I say the key playmaker for the Roses in their capacity to win the World Cup. God, I can't believe I just said that. But anyhow, I'm not saying they will win, but I think that if she plays well and Harton, any other country could be in trouble.
We're going England-Australia final. How about you?
Oh, you're going for an Australia-England final? So am I, actually, to be honest with you. But I don't say it lightly. No fool out there thinks that this is going to be a home and hose World Cup for any particular side. You know, you can go and say England have a home advantage, and I think that will play well for them at certain times. Australia are going to come in, with revenge in their eyes. New Zealand sweep in with expectations of a better performance and improvement, but still at the end of the day, they're underdogs as such. South Africa constantly on the improve. I don't know that they will threaten a World Cup victory, but they will maybe shape the way the ladder falls. But for me, without a doubt, I reckon keep your eye on Jamaica. They got five Jamaicans playing out in this league this year. All superstars in their own right, but in particular, players like Shamira Sterling and Shamona Nelson are just going to grow and grow with stature. They're the young youth for Jamaica coming through. Fowler will lead well as captain. Romelda Aiken, again, just so experienced. So really it'll be looking at what comes through the midcourt for Jamaica, and there's plenty of social media about that they have got their heads down and bums up at the moment to, you know, get themselves right. So I would keep a steady eye on the Jamaicans. They're my dark horse.
Thanks again, Sue. Much appreciate your time on this. And we'll have to get Sabin again for next time that you come on.
Good to chat with you guys. All the very best. And hopefully we'll catch up before the World Cup. But what an exciting year it's going to be. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. As always, if you enjoyed the episode, leave us a review, screenshot the podcast and share it with your friends. Until next week, bye-bye.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.